This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Obama administration took another step toward a closer economic relationship with Cuba this week. The White House eased up on some financial restrictions and added to the list of things American companies can ship over there. Still out in the cold, though, are agricultural commodities. And lifting the overall trade embargo with Cuba is still, of course, up to the Congress. Be that as it may, though, officials in the state of Georgia are eyeing potential business opportunities. Think chicken here. From WABE in Atlanta, LEU reports.
This is the little family of Bard Plymouth Rocks.
Mike Lacey heads the poultry science department at the University of Georgia.
See the male and four females there.
He describes some of the 20 different types of chickens here. We're in one of the buildings at the university's Poultry Research Center. It spans about 25 acres and has thousands of chickens. It's because poultry is big business in Georgia.
Some people have calculated that if Georgia were a country, that we would be the sixth or seventh largest poultry-producing country in the world.
And he says in the U.S., Georgia is the leader, producing about 1.4 billion meat chickens per year. Lacey points out a large gray and black striped one, the Bard Plymouth Rock.
I call him sort of the John Wayne of chickens. Big, tall, rangy, all-American.
It's the breed that's used most for meat, he says, and a lot of these John Wayne-y chickens, well, are going abroad, or at least parts of them, including to Cuba.
Primarily what we export are the dark meat, the leg quarters, the drumsticks, the thighs, the whole legs.
Jim Sumner is president of the USA Poultry and Egg Export Council. He says Americans might prefer white meat, but a lot of other countries prefer the dark. And Sumner says the U.S. has been exporting dark chicken meat to Cuba for more than a decade.
In the last few years, Cuba has become about our fourth to fifth largest export market. It has been significant.
That's in spite of the trade embargo, because the U.S. added an exemption for some agricultural products like chicken back in 2000. And although the U.S. sells some chicken to Cuba already, there's potential to sell more if that embargo is fully lifted, says Jennifer Harris, a senior fellow with the Council on Foreign Relations.
What you've seen is, you know, an exponential uptick in trade with Cuba, despite a lot of barriers that still remain.
Barriers, she says, like the Cuban government still having to pay upfront in cash for poultry. That's still required under the embargo, though other payment restrictions were just removed.
Imagine how much trouble any business would have in doing all of their business without any access to credit.
Harris says lifting the embargo could help the Cuban economy and create more demand for lots of goods, including for other cuts of poultry. At the Cuban diner outside Atlanta, owners Darian Perez and his wife Teresa hustle dishes out during a lunch rush. A table orders four plates of the mojito chicken.
In Cuba, it's just pollo asado. Here, we call it mojito chicken because we're putting the garlic sauce on top, right? But it's basically the fried chicken, pollo asado. That's what's very popular in Cuba.
But he says meat there is still really scarce. He immigrated to the U.S. about 5 years ago.
It's very hard to find meat of any kind, beef, pork, even chicken.
He does hope things could change. He supports lifting the embargo, but he doesn't trust the Cuban government to improve the economy. Members of Congress have their doubts, too, and it's ultimately up to them to lift the embargo. For now, Perez will continue to serve chicken dishes in Georgia, while the hope for some business leaders here is to someday serve more of them in Cuba. In Atlanta, I'm LEU for Marketplace.